Shalom, today's daf yomi is chulin daf 115, chulin kuf tes vav. Today's daf yomi, the Gemara brings a discussion, and the Gemara is continuing its discussion of what's the reason why when it says lo sevash al gadi b'chalev imo, that one is not allowed to cook a kid in its mother's milk, that it doesn't only mean you're not allowed to cook a kid, but you're also not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat any meat and milk mixed together, any kosher meat with kosher milk mixed together, and also you're not allowed to derive benefit from it. So the Gemara brings several sources for this, and today the Gemara also cites what is probably the most well-known source for the reason why it's prohibited. So it says the Gemara, Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tano, that they taught in the base medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, since it says in the verse, Lo sevash al gadi b'chalev imo, it says this shalosh pamim, it says it three times. It says it in Exodus 23, verse 19. It says it in Exodus chapter 34, verse 26. And it says it in Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 25. So why does it say it on three separate occasions? Echad al isra achila, one is to tell us that there's a prohibition to eat it. Echad al isra hana, one is to tell us that there's a prohibition to derive any benefit from it. And that to say that you're not allowed to get any benefit from meat and milk that is cooked together. Ve'echad al isur bishalom, one is to tell us that you're not allowed to cook it together. And so therefore, the Torah is telling us this prohibition against eating, benefit, and cooking from the fact that it appears three times in the Torah. And so if that's the case, why does the Torah record the prohibition with the language of cooking, lo sevash shel gadi, you're not allowed to cook it? It's to teach us that you're only going to be liable if you cook them together, as opposed to putting them together in a way other than what is called bishul. But rabbinically speaking, it's prohibited to bring them together in any way. That's what the Torah Sabayis HaKotzer says. And also the Torah. The Bach explains that rabbinically speaking, it's going to be prohibited to eat any meat and milk that is either salted together or pickled together, but there is no prohibition against deriving benefit from if for some how you pickle meat and milk together and then you want to sell it, that would not be biblically prohibited or even rabbinically prohibited according to the Bach. What's the reasoning why on a spiritual level or on a Tamei HaMitzvahs level, trying to understand the reasoning for the commandments, why would the Torah tell us that there's something wrong with cooking meat and milk together and eating this meat and milk together? So Rabbeinu Bechaya, in his commentary to Parashas Mishpatim, offers a long explanation of this. And he says, first of all, that if we would take a literal explanation, what's going on here in the Torah, we would say that the reason is that if you cook meat with milk, he understands that what's actually going on is that it's going to mess up our minds. And his words, mitamtem es halev. The lev in his language doesn't mean the heart, but it means the mind. And so therefore, it's going to mess up the mind. And the reason is because the milk, in his understanding, comes from blood. And the blood comes from the part of the animal which if we eat the blood, it's going to create within us this level of cruelty. And so one of the reasons that blood is a problem to eat is because that it has a bad nature, and therefore if we eat it, we're going to mess up our minds, almost become animalistic in our thinking. And so therefore the blood has turned into milk, and even though, says Rabbeinu Bechaya, even though the blood has turned into milk and so therefore it's no longer blood, nevertheless if you take this blood and you cook it back with the meat, it's going to return. If you take the milk and you cook it back with the meat, it's going to return to like the nature of the blood it was originally, and that is going to create within us this coarseness and this bad spiritual state. And so therefore that's the reason why this commandment in all three places is said within the context of the festivals. Because what's the purpose of the festivals? The purpose of the festivals is to always bring us closer to Hashem, to have a pure spiritual thought. And so therefore, if we're going to be messing up our spiritual mind with this coarseness by bringing back the milk together and turning it back into blood, that's going to be a detraction from the festival. So the first approach, which he's basically saying on a what he understands to be like a literal level, is that the eating of the meat and milk together is going to contaminate us spiritually by bringing the blood, which is this coarse food, into our bodies and mess up our ability to connect to Hashem. But then he also gives a Kabbalistic explanation. The Kabbalistic explanation is that all of the commandments that we do are connected on a spiritual level to something in heaven, and we don't always know exactly what they're connected. And he says the meat and milk together have the prohibition of eating milk, meat and milk together has something corresponding to it in heaven. And just like meat and milk, he's saying that each one of themselves on their own is permitted, but when they're together, it's a problem. So too, if we're going to be combining different things together and we don't know what we're combining, then this is also going to be problematic, that everything that we're doing in life has to be following a specific spiritual path that Hashem has showed us. And if we're going to be combining things that we're not supposed to be combining on a Kabbalistic level, we could be having a very terrible noxious effect. And on top of that, he says that all of this is going to become clear to us in the world to come. And if the full explanation was given to us in this world, we wouldn't be capable of understanding it. And therefore, perhaps we wouldn't be following it, because we would think we understand the reason for it, so therefore we don't have to follow the prohibition of meat and milk. But in the world to come, this explanations will become completely clear to us. We'll understand exactly why there is this prohibition of eating meat and milk together, what's supposed to be separated, what's the danger in combining different things that are not supposed to be combined. And once these things are taught to us in the world to come, then the prohibition of meat and milk is going to go away. So that's what Rabbeinu Bechai is saying, that in the world to come, we'll no longer have a prohibition of basar v'chol. There will be no prohibition of eating meat and milk together. And the reason is because we'll understand the source behind it in all of its depth and all of its power and all of its beauty, and therefore won't be necessary to keep this prohibition, this commandment.